Well, certainly neither of the two candidates received more than 25% of the vote in the first round of voting. And in fact, the majority of people who voted in the election runoff didn't vote for either of the two candidates. They voted against them because of their polarizing attitude and backgrounds. That being said, however, I think many Egyptians feel, and there's indication of this from the independent news sources as well as some independent monitoring groups, that Mohamed Morsi has won and that this will be, or at least should be, the announcement by the Supreme Presidential Election Commission that was scheduled for today, the announcement of who is the winner, but will take place because of a delay tomorrow.
Some people have expressed concern that there seemed to be a mighty hand by the military council to tilt this in favor of the establishment-backed Shafiq. Do you see this happening?
Well, that's correct. We know, and in fact, independent non-governmental organizations have issued reports claiming that the Egyptian state media has been in favor of Shafiq, and there has been a bias in the coverage in the last several weeks in the state television as well as in the state-controlled media toward Shafiq. But the vote seems to be 900,000 plus in Mohamed Morsi's favor. So that does not seem to have worked. If the announcement is tomorrow that Ahmed Shafiq has won, there will be possibly chaos in Egypt. There will certainly be widespread rejection of the supposed outcome, and there will be continuing demonstrations, and it, in fact, could get quite ugly.
Whoever is declared the winner, do you think that person would have the ability to unite the country?
No. There's no question about that. As I said, both figures are polarizing. One represents the Muslim Brotherhood. The other one represents the Mubarak regime. And even though many people voted against the Mubarak regime when they cast their ballots for Mohamed Morsi, they're certainly not supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood or of the Muslim Brotherhood's political philosophy. So whoever the next president is, it'll be Mohamed Morsi. He will be divisive. And he has already tried to, in the statements that he's made, to be conciliatory and inclusive and to assuage the fears of many, but he certainly will not be someone who has the ability to unite all of Egypt's 85 or 90 million people behind him.
One thing that some experts have expressed concern about is the relationship between Egypt and Israel, if indeed Mohamed Morsi is indeed declared winner of the vote. Do you see any foreign policy shift if indeed Mohamed Morsi is declared winner?
I don't see significant changes, certainly in the short term and maybe even in the medium term, for several reasons. There will certainly be a change in discourse if Mohamed Morsi is declared the winner. He is supportive of Hamas, supportive of the Palestinians' legitimate rights for self-determination against Israeli policy, and so on. But the military council has essentially reserved for themselves the right of foreign policy, the right of national security issues. And Israel is certainly a national security issue. So he will not have any power to significantly change Egypt's relationship with Israel. At the same time, the Muslim Brothers said from day one after Mubarak was ousted that they did not oppose the Camp David peace treaty, that they respected all of Egypt's international obligations. They certainly would like to modify some aspects of it in the details, having to do with Egyptian military presence in different parts of Sinai, which are now regulated by the treaty in three zones, Zone A, B, and C, which limits the amount of Egyptian security personnel in those zones. But they certainly don't want to abrogate the treaty or end the peace with Israel.